Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good afternoon. Hope everyone's having a awesome day. And as always, I want to thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to build. And it inspires me to know when I have different styles of individuals on the show that have been successful in their craft. So thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing that information with us and giving us advice on moving forward. And as always, I'll tell people, if you want to be successful, you got to surround yourself around positive energy so you can focus on your plans and provisions. Remember, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking in the best possible situation. Remember, guys, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out. This is your life, your dream, your reality. And again, I'm looking for my independent artists to submit your MP3 submissions to OpenTalk2@yahoo.com so I can get them on the rotation. Last week on the show, had a independent artist, had Trail P up in here. He was giving out all his latest information. Today on the show, going to have funny actor, comedian Brian Hooks. Also, he was with BET Centrics, according to him and her, so definitely check that out. Y'all, you know how we do it. We like to give you a little dirt, a little gossip, a little reality. I'm rolling solo today, which is okay. I also watched my boy, Little Scrappy, last night, pouring out the sympathy tea to his mom. What y'all think about that? Y'all feel like he was sincere? Man, not Little Scrappy, y'all. He wasn't sincere. Okay, an old girl's sex tape came out. I had to check that out. Yeah. I don't know. Y'all hit me up at 347-215-6288. You want to weigh in on my love and hip-hop to Atlanta. Y'all love my show. Okay, and what do y'all think about Benzino? Y'all think he's going to get married? I so hope so. I want Benzino to be happy, y'all. I like Benzino. Well, all right, y'all. Got to watch my Tyler Perry's Have and Have Not today. Got 2 episodes left, so definitely got to check that out. Hold on, hold tight. Gonna get you y'all a blast from the past. And when I come back, gonna have my Brian Hooks up in here, so don't move. You're hanging with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
All right.
Thank you.
24/7 with hiphopnow.com. You heard? Tell somebody.
Today on the show, I have a very funny comedian and an actor. He has appeared in movies such as Soul Plane, High School High, Chat Room, and The Scheme. But you know him mostly from his character as Rob at Three Strikes. Let's welcome to the show, Brian Hook. What's up, Brian? How's it going?
Yo, what's up? Everything is good. I can't complain.
All righty then. So tell my listeners, how did you get your big break into comedy?
My big break came, you know, I was living in Bakersfield, California, which is like a small country town in the middle of California, so it's not much you could do from there.
Okay.
So once I left town to go to college at Cal State Northridge, it was at that time I started running around outside of school when I had time to get my feet wet, knocking on doors, and come after that through this little independent thing called the Drama Log, which is a magazine.
Okay.
That came out, you know, you could get at newsstands. Now it's called Backstage West.
Okay.
I saw the movie Fat Beach was being made.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, I submitted my headshot, had the audition. They called me back like 7 times, got the role, and for that, it sort of kicked off everything, and, you know, and it just snowballed from there. That's how everything sort of, you know, organically happened.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, do you have a specific comedic style?
My comedic style, I just like to stay natural. What I figured out is I think a lot of people are always trying to look and see, you know, what everybody else is doing or what's hot or whoever's the hottest comedian, see sort of what they're doing and emulate them. But I sort of figured out early on that I was blessed to have something unique about me and my delivery and how I do things that folks thought were funny.
Yeah, but you
and
are
so
funny.
I realized, you know, when nobody can do me like
right.
I do me.
That's right.
You know, you damn sure can't do me better than I do me.
That's right.
So I just sort of focused on that and dug into that. So I would say my style is just staying natural and true and making sure I keep my personality incorporated in all my work that I do, and for that, so my style would be being me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, who was your favorite comedian, or who is your favorite comedian?
You know, I liked a lot of people. Coming up, you know, I was a big Damon Wayans fan.
Oh.
Yeah, I always been a big fan of all the Living Color Games, Gary, all those folks. And I would say now, when a comedian that I look up to most is Gabrielle Iglesias.
Okay.
Fluffy. I don't know if you've seen him on the big one, but
I'm not.
Ridiculously hilarious.
Okay.
And I love his style. I love his delivery. I love everything about what he does. You know what I mean? To get, you know, Gabrielle, you know, Hispanic comedian, but crosses over to, you know, whatever. Any ethnicities that, you know, are out there. You know, he performs from it and they love him. He's at the top of my list now. I'm a big fan of
him. As growing up, did you listen to Richard Pryor or did you like check out?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Absolutely. Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yeah, Eddie. I forgot about Eddie Murphy. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And it's funny, back then, you know what I mean? I don't know how or where I was getting those tapes or those videos just to see that Bob and Pop was flipping. But yeah, man, we always had access to that and to Eddie Murphy. Richard Pryor, Bill Cosby, and all those cats, you know what I mean? They were hilarious and such an inspiration. And at that time, you know, Hollywood and show business and comedy was, I don't even know that I knew that it was something from Little Bitty Bakersfield that I could achieve or even reach, but it was just something that I admired and loved and was just like wildfire.
All right. Well, do you enjoy acting more or stand-up? Oh, a little bit.
You know, I love them both. And the thing is, a lot of people think I've been doing stand-up since the start of time, but I haven't.
Okay.
I've just started off doing comedic stuff. And, you know, because of my timing and how successful I was, it's funny that people just sort of assume that I was a stand-up comic because most funny like that comes from
Okay.
But I wasn't, and it's just recently, the last couple of years, that I've started to dive into stand-up. One, because I've just been so busy with, you know, filmmaking and my independent thing.
Okay.
And I say that to say, I love it. I love it. And folks have been trying to get me on stage forever, you know, some of my peers. And now that I've started to, you know, doing the writing and working out the material and just out there on stage and getting that reaction.
Okay.
It's nothing more difficult, in my opinion, than stand up. You're up there by yourself, you're figuring out if it works, if you're funny, here on the spot, if that's okay, let's do it over, none of that. And I just really love the challenge, you know, and so I would say now, I'm really feeling stand up. As much, if not more, than the acting, you know what I mean? And maybe it's because I've been doing the independent thing so long and I've done so much film and so much television. I've been very blessed.
Right.
But I really love the challenge of stand-up right now. I'm loving it.
Are you working on anything current? You going to be in any films or anything current that we can see you?
We have a show called According to Him and Her.
Okay.
It's going to be on Centric TV.
All right.
It's a sneak preview. They're showing March 15th, within a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Then the show starts season one. We already shot, and that starts March 21st, 9 p.m. on Centric TV.
All righty. I can't
wait. Yeah. So that show is sort of like a urban version of Guy Code, which MTV does, but this builds in more into relationships and all those questions and things that you can't say and can't ask. We ask them, say them, and you get opinions from a lot of different comedians, you know, down south, back east, Puerto Rican, you know what I mean? Like, you know, Cali Boy and all these different, you know, minds that chime in on this specific topic, you know, in a comedic way.
Mm-hmm.
And the show turns out amazing, and Centric is very excited about it.
All right.
So that's happening in a couple of weeks. And then I just finished up a movie called What Are the Chances, which is like, you know, action comedy in the Friday tone with E-40.
All right.
We just wrapped that in the bank. Came out very funny.
You've been busy.
And I just had my DVD, Laughing to the Bank.
Oh.
It was released theatrical last year, just at the end of last year, just dropped on DVD this past Tuesday.
Okay.
So that's in, you know, iTunes, Amazon, Walmart, and it's doing well, so I'm excited about that.
I'm definitely going to get that, check that out.
Laughing to the Bank. Okay.
All right. Well, let me ask you, when you were making other movies back in the day, like, how was it working with some of your co-stars, such as, like, Kevin Hart, some more, and, of course, Faith Dunn Love? What was it like working with them, especially that Kevin Hart?
Yeah, it was dope because, you know, it's always great to work, and it's just always, you're just sort of in that, you know, month, that 2 months, you always sort of become a family, and you create friendships if you weren't already friends. And Samoa is someone now who I'm going to be going on the road with Samoa doing stand-up.
All right.
And, you know, when she's out here to Improv in Ontario, I went out and opened for her. So it's those relationships that last forever. But Samoa is hilarious.
I know.
You know, and then with Kevin, you know, Kevin is just crazy. That's the best energy ever. Like, it doesn't matter what time, when, where, how. Kevin's energy is up. He's fun. He has a great heart. And he works extremely hard.
Okay.
So what you're seeing now, like, Kevin, to me, like, is at the top. You know what I mean? Period. I don't feel like there's anybody above him.
Mm-hmm.
But he got there from, like, hard work.
Okay.
It wasn't the standard to where, you know, it was this easy path and everybody put him on. The guy worked hard,
mm-hmm.
and he is where he is now. And it's great to see that. It's great to see how hard work pay off in this industry. But that was hilarious. and love. You know, a lot of fun on Soul Play. And then we worked together again on Fool's Gold when we were out in Australia together for, you know, 6-7 months. So.
Well, let me ask you, for all these newcomers that's trying to get their big break into acting and comedy, what words of wisdom would you share? You know, being successful in your career, what words of wisdom would you share to let them know, you know, how they need to get their big break in the industry? Because I know it's changed tremendously since you started, so.
Yeah, it has. It when I started, I was sort of, you know, I got into the independent thing to create my own project. And now it's a very independent industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's more accepted than ever for you to go out and create your own project to succeed. There's more outlets than ever, platforms to showcase your independent project.
Okay.
So I used to tell everybody years ago, and I tell them the same thing now, which is you have to create your own project, your own platform, your own work.
Mm-hmm.
And with the technology now and the software, mm-hmm. it's more affordable than ever.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Very cost friendly. So you have to find the group, because there's people who love to do film or to direct, people who love to write, people who love to produce, people who love to do camera work, people who love to do wardrobe. Find a group, put them together,
mm-hmm.
and you guys go and knock out a project. And you're not going to be able to make an avatar, you know what I mean, a Jurassic Park.
Right.
Okay. You make something small, contained, and smart, and once you finish that, you go back and you make another one. So while you're banging on doors and running around in Hollywood, you also simultaneously doing your own thing and creating your own way, your own path, your own venue.
True.
And that's very important, and that's what I've done.
Okay.
And that's why I am where I am, and I've been able to change, and it's created a great foundation of being able to make a film without the help of anyone.
I
create your own project.
You do. And you know, and I noticed a lot of with these independent artists, musicians that's coming up, they do a lot of social networking with the YouTube. So YouTube is a very good outlet to get your materials out there. So
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I tell them. Like, it's a very independent time right now. So, and again, everything, like software is affordable, camera's affordable. It is the best time for you to dive into it and then create your own thing and make it happen.
Okay. Well, Mr. Brian Hooks, again, thank you for taking the time to call this show today. I am very appreciative of you calling and giving out your insightful information to the listener.
Yeah, and thank you for having me.
Oh.
I appreciate you having me.
All right. You guys, again, this is Brian Hooks, a very funny actor / comedian. Y'all definitely check him out. He has a new DVD. That's at Amazon, Walmart. So, again, check him out. Let's support him on that. Thank you again, Brian.
Thank you.
Y'all, that was my boo, Brian Hooks, y'all. Y'all got to check him out on According to Him and Her with Miss Free on there. That Brian is hilarious, y'all. Y'all got to check him out. So this wraps up today's show. I'll be back next week. Same time, same place right here, next Tuesday at 6:30. Gonna have a very handsome, y'all, R&B artist, brand new. He's coming out. He used to work with Beyonce. He used to work with Tamar. He's doing his own thing, y'all. He hot, so definitely check him out. Gonna have Martin Alvester on here. So definitely check out his interview. And, again, y'all got anything you want to share, any ideas, hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Y'all make sure y'all tweet me, follow me at Twitter at opentalk2, like me at Facebook at opentalk2. Check it out, y'all. And I'm out of here.